And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 586. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. How are you guys doing? I'm going stir crazy, just to let you guys know. How about you, Break?
Apparently, because you asked us how we're doing and immediately answered for us.
I had to, because you
just
guys...
Frank, I end up being John... from Shining.
What's his name?
His name was.
Yeah, it's not Jack. John, it's Jack.
Yeah.
Like Jack Nicholson. How weird, huh? Okay, hopefully everybody can hear us now. We were having all kinds of difficulties, but we're now on the air. Hopefully everything is good. Hopefully everybody's staying safe, you know, all that good fun stuff. How about you,
Greg? Or Frank's going to end up like William Dafoe, and I'll only be able to say Funko.
I like those Dafoe memes from Lighthouse, man. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but it's...
Oh, yeah, I think that's on Amazon Prime Video for like, the HD version's $1.
It's well worth it, man. I mean, it's shot in not even Letterboxd. It's like shot like old school movies. But it's really good, man. Lighthouse is an excellent, excellent movie. I highly recommend for anybody that hasn't seen that. Let me get. I want to talk to everybody about a little something, something that I've got brewing. We're coming up. This was brought to my attention.
Something.
Hold on. This was brought. Yeah, you would like a little something, something, would you? Wouldn't you, Break, man? It was brought to my attention by Slagar that we're coming up on 10,000 views on Twitch, which is a small little milestone, but I think it's a milestone.
Oh, yeah, I have a third movie I forgot.
Let me put it in. Eric, let me finish. Just do it, dude. You don't have to tell us. I just lost my train of thought, man. What was I talking about, Break?
Sorry.
Fuck it. Must not have been important.
I'm sorry. I muted myself to laugh. You're talking about 10,000 viewers.
Yeah, 10,000 views. Slagar brought that to our attention. Once we hit that milestone, I'll be giving away a $15 gift card to your, you know, business of choice, whether it's a video game or Walmart or whatever. So I'll be doing that. There's going to be lots of fun stuff this year, hopefully, after all this, virus shit goes away. But that'll be that. So, and also, if you're listening...
Okay, well, I have two questions, then.
Yes.
If you're done with your announcement, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm good with that.
I thought you were ending it. Okay. Two questions. First, does Pornhub have gift certificates? And second, am I eligible?
I think they're just letting you... stream their premium content for free.
Well, that's good. That's actually really good. The answer is I don't know to the first part, Break, but no. I'm assuming so. I'm assuming they have like gift subscriptions. So if you want a $15 gift subscription to Pornhub, more than welcome. The other thing is, I guess my answer to your second question, Break, is no, host are not eligible. So hopefully that
is. Oh, well, I got a sad news because today's my last episode.
Well, why don't you wait till I give it away and then you can quit, Break? You know what I'm saying? Like, be smart.
Well, you said I'm not eligible. I have to quit that.
Well, you're not eligible for that, but you're eligible to be this host for as long as you want to be a host, Break. So there you go. Okay, lots to talk about this week. So why don't we get started with the news?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, get us started.
You've got only a handful of news today, but two of them are delays, but I might as well just do both of them.
Okay. But
Hellpoint has been delayed to quarter 2 2020. I guess it was supposed to come out on April 16th, but now it's going to probably come out sometime in the summer.
Okay. All right. So what's the next bit of delay news?
Next bit of news is that A game called an MMORPG called New World has also been delayed to August 25th.
Okay. We knew
MMOs are they gonna make?
I don't know, man. But this is Amazon Studios' first.
I don't
like,
think
real...
like there's enough gamers out there to make these MMOs like really big time. Like wow, WoW took up all the.
Yeah. So, I actually think this is actually the perfect time to come out with a new MMORPG or something like that.
Yeah. Break. I mean, because, right now would be absolutely. Yeah. But
that's why I'm kind of curious.
Like,
yeah. Yeah,
well, I just meant like we've got like PSOs coming out. The DC one is out. There's another one that was that just came out, and just like perfect time would be right now, as Black Cat says. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it would have been nice for a lot of these people to. You know what we're going to be talking about this pandemic later, but let me give you a quick like kind of. thing that's really bothering me right now, like movies, man, like horror movies right now are non-existent. Like there are no new horror movies coming out, and I'm like, if you got
Are they just gonna put the Quiet Place 2 on streaming?
No, they're gonna release it in the theater later this year, which is a smart move because that movie was set to make a shit ton of money. But I'm talking about movies that come out.
Really, over always having to go to a movie theater to see a new release. I'm perfectly happy watching a movie in comfort of my home.
I like
just direct the video. Just do it.
No, I like it, but I also like the experience of a movie theater.
I know it's never gonna happen because you know the people who you know. Own movie theaters would never let that happen.
No, I
understand. AMC's set to close because they're bad credit scores. You think you're still going to charge them credit even though they can't operate? Capitalism.
Yeah. No, here's the thing though, guys. Like, I do like going to movie theaters, you know, and it's something that we'll talk about during our pandemic talk later on in the show. But Breakman, let's go to the next. Oh, by the way, I'm doing a GDP tonight. Grinder Dance Party, all requests. So about a half an hour after this show ends, I will have it on Twitch exclusively because YouTube will fucking destroy my channel if I do it on YouTube. So it'll be on Twitch. So just look for that after the show. So, all right, break. Next story, please.
And Wyland says in chat, what theaters are all going under? Well, I mean, now because of the pandemic, but I mean, beforehand, like, and once this pandemic is over, all these big theater owners are just going to go out, get government handouts to just run like there's no problem.
Oh, they're already doing that. I mean, they're not only like Weiland says the local chain filed for bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. AMC chain looks like it won't survive. That's the thing. They will file for
Trump filed for bankruptcy. What, 5-6 times?
Yep. That's the thing. They'll file for bankruptcy.
Like, bankruptcy is nothing. I know companies who have filed for bankruptcy and have returned.
Yes. So
I used to work for one.
When you file Chapter 11, it's for protection so that you don't go under.
Yeah. That's the thing. They're going to file for bankruptcy. Weiland's right. But then they'll get the handout because, you know, socialism for the rich is acceptable in this country, but socialism for the working people in this country is not acceptable for some dumb reason. But we'll talk about more about it.
The rich and powerful have convinced the voting sheep that they're doing the good for them and we should just listen to those people in charge.
Yeah.
Because they're taking care of us.
Yeah. Black Cat says movie theaters in my area are all closed. The same here in Denver. He said he looked to go earlier this week. Apple filed for Chapter 11 in the late 90s and bounced back. That's true. Weiland says, honestly, I want AMC to survive and buy out our chain. I hate AMC. I like Harkins. Harkins is really, really good, man. They do theaters.
Cinemark will probably buy AMC.
Yeah.
I like Cinemark. I've gotten quite fond of Cinemark as a movie theater. I just, I don't, I don't want to have to spend like $15 to go see a new movie and then not be able to drink beer or not be able to pause it if I got to take a piss, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
Or it'll be funny if Alamo buys AMC and all the theaters become Alamo and you can drink beer in there.
That would be cool. I wouldn't mind that
well,
at all.
Well, I mean, you can drink beer at Cinemark, but they don't, like, if once you've drank one beer, you got to go get another one. You got to go back to the stand.
Really?
Because
you're missing part of the movie. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something because, like, they do sell alcohol drinks in the concession, but like I don't see beer that you can just, you know, pick from. It's just whatever they have.
Yeah, no, I look, there's validity to this, but we'll discuss it in our free for all today. But let's move on. Break, next story, please.
Oh shit, we're still on the news. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Clannad Switch limited run games pre-orders open April 14th, 2020. I do not know what I just said.
It's Clannad.
Yeah, Clannad.
Clamato.
That's what it is.
Clamato. You say Clannado, I say Clannad. one of Key's more well-known and loved visual novels is going to get another bit of special treatment outside of Japan. People who want the Nintendo Switch version will soon have more options. Pre-orders for a Clannad Switch limited run games release are about to open on April 14th, so in 4 days. Both standard and collector's editions will be available to pre-order on Both standard and collector's editions will be available to order until May 26, 2020.
Yeah. Black Cat says Harkins rocks. They're reasonable. When I lived in Arizona, I always went to Harkins. Yes, Harkins did start.
I've heard of Harkins.
Harkins started in Arizona, but they branched out a little bit. They're in Colorado now, and I love that their theaters, man. They're very comfortable. Definitely reasonably
priced. It's kind of funny, though, because like when AMC bought the theater – and Nashville, the closest one to me, it basically remained the same. It just slapped the AMC name all over the place.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story from Silicon Era. Giraffe and Annika.
Slager says Clamato is next to the taint.
How dare you, Slager? I like Clamato, man. Clamato with beer, man. I like it. Giraffe and Annika Switch and PS4 versions heading west in August 2020. August 25th, 2020, Europe, August 28th, Australia, September 4th. So all within like a week or two of each other. In addition to NIS America acting as a publisher, to get the digital Giraffe and Annika Switch and PS4 copies out there, it also is ensuring the indie gets physical copies. Both versions will get a Musical Mayhem edition. This NIS online store collector's edition gives people the game, a set of three patches, Annika's Adventure Log art book, and a Songs of
Spica. You mean like patches you can put on a shirt? That's what they meant.
Yes, and Songs of
Spica
soundtrack CD. That's kind of racist, but anyways. There's also a new trailer to celebrate the upcoming console release for Giraffe and Annika to help set up the story. We talked about this game before a little bit.
Sure, like whatever Spica means, it doesn't mean what you think it means.
I know, man. I'm just messing with the audience
is,
there.
Is this like pieces of flair? I mean, what the fuck?
It's an iron-on patch for your 80s heavy metal.
Yeah, so what do you got to do? Like sell workout cookies to get it or something?
That reminds me of Office Space, like the extra flair system.
Yeah, that's what I was referencing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like that heavy metal, like you know, short sleeve jean jacket that you wore to concerts, break band. That's what you're gonna put it on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I did not wear one of those to a concert, but okay.
You're goddamn right, man.
I think you're letting us know something about you. That,
I've never. But okay. I can tell you honestly, I don't think I've ever owned a jean jacket, man. So that answers your question.
I think I probably have at some point.
Oh, there you go. Because so
they're cheap.
You're the real closet jean jacket
guy. I
should
say they're cheap. I've got a lot of hand-me-downs as a poor person. But anyway, you know, yeah. Other people's clothes.
Same here, dude. Same here. All right, Eric. What do we got next?
We've got from Silicon Era, the last part of Higurashi hits Steam with Higurashi When They Cry Whole. What's it called here? Matsuriya Bashi.
Yeah, yeah. So when is it hitting?
May 14th. And like the others, it'll be just under $8.
Okay.
And it's part 8 out of this whole series, and it'll finally answer all the questions you've been having, because the game is a mindfuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like games. I've got a lot of questions. Well, let's see here. Where should I begin? Oh, man, there's so many questions. Like, well, Frank, what kind of questions do you have? There's so many questions, I can't think of one right now. Like,
you're overloaded with questions. You can't even ask one right now, huh? How many parts is this game, Eric?
Eight
parts. Okay, and you had to pay $8 a piece.
The first four parts were about called the question arc, and that's where all the crazy stuff happens. And then the last four parts are about answering those scenarios questions.
Okay. All right.
Each episode is a self-contained story. There is some continuity between them, but it's usually just it's kind of like in a visual novel where you go do a route and then you go do a different route.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Sounds sounds episodic and kind of cool, like an anthology sort of. So, all right. Something to look forward to. Are you looking forward to this, Eric?
Yeah. I need to actually get episode 5 done and then ask for code for 6 through and 7 and 8.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. I still need to play a really great visual novel, which is a sequel to this, called Umineko.
Oh, okay. So this is like an ongoing...
It's a different story altogether, but it's...
Kind of an ongoing interconnected series is what you're saying then, Eric. That's kind of a cool concept. I like that. That's really good. So I wish they would collect all these together and put them in like a game proper, you know, and charge me like... I don't know, $30.
No, I'm wondering when or if the Switch and PS4 versions will be localized.
That's also a good question, Eric. Good question. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, break. You get the honor of the last story.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era and from Ginny again, because apparently she's the only one who writes for them anymore.
Yeah, I know.
HTOL#NIQ
Hotel Neek.
Hotel Neek.
Yeah, that. Sure, whatever. The Firefly Diary iOS. I don't do Leet Speak or whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, I agree.
Android ports haven't launched. iOS and Android ports.
It's like, you know that show Numbers? Or as I like to call it, Num3Rs, because that's what
it
looks like to
me. You can play this game now on your phone.
Yeah, like they did that with Driver 3 too.
Yeah, it's like I don't do that, man. Like whatever, you know. It's so stupid. How much is this going to set us back?
Yeah, that game was broken as fuck too. I remember when we got that game. That was when I was around the store. We opened it up, put it in. We were all just laughing at how fucking bad it was. Like, there were so many just broken elements to the game. It was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So anyway, this game has arrived. Launches for... Well, I'm skipping ahead then. It's set in a futuristic and dystopian world. A young girl named Mion has no memories and an odd pair of horns growing out of her head. Well, how does she know her name if she has no memories, huh?
Well, I think she saw it on a plaque somewhere.
She had her "My name is Mion" tag on, right?
Hi, my name is Mion.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
I'm Mion. Okay. She's also in the depths of a... maybe she looked at in a mirror and her name is actually Noam.
Yeah. Yeah, Noeem it was her name, but she called it Mion because she saw it in the mirror. Exactly. There you go.
She's also in the depths of a dangerous world filled with hazards, enemies, and traps. Fortunately, she isn't alone. The players control Lumen and Umbra, two fireflies. Lumen is a light one that guides her safely through the world. Umbra is one that can act in darkness and shadows to influence the actual world.
Your girl's basically, the game's Limbo.
Yeah, yeah.
Well... Too bad they don't speak English, but whatever. Probably.
That's racist.
Tell her more than her damn name. However, the price differs between them. It is $17.99 on the Android and $15.99 on the iOS.
I wonder why the difference in price. That's kind of weird.
They probably have to pay a slightly higher licensing fee on one platform.
Maybe, but that's weird because usually iTunes is the one to charge more, but whatever. Okay, so
as a reminder, Hotel Unique, or what the fuck ever it is, the Firefly Diaries, the first of the NIS Masayuki Furuya games. These are the subtle puzzle games that tend to have... That's why I read that story, by the way, Frank. Or read the rest of the story. Nice. I thought you'd enjoy that. They have mature themes or situations where players are helping to guide or care for an in-game character. Others like it include a Rose in the Twilight, and the Liar Princess, and the Blind Prince. Oh, shit, that must suck. They go this way. Oh, shit, you fell in a hole. I didn't see that.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Lying Princess. The upcoming roguelike Void, whatever the fuck that's called.
The Lying Princess is actually a wolf.
You know why I didn't laugh or mention anything, Brake? Because you actually got... I was going to compliment you, man. You got through that Japanese name quite well there, man. That was really good. So... you're getting better, man. It takes practice makes perfect. Eric, this homie discount, is this still available?
The homie but it's like it's gotten up in price. It's about $37 instead of $34.
Okay. Well, homie discount this week, there's a link which just go to cdkeys.com. And PlayStation Network 1 year plus membership is only $37. So that's actually really, really good. Dungeon Buster's in chat. Holy fucking A, man.
And we now know where he's been. He's been hiding in a bunker. He didn't know that people survived. There's still survivors out here.
Yeah, exactly. God damn, man. Dungeon, we've been missing you big time, dude. I think we mentioned you like every time you weren't here, Dungeon. We were trying to...
I wasn't stalking you.
Yeah, not at all. We weren't shaming you at all on previous iterations of the past, like, I don't know, four grinders. We weren't shaming you at all, you know, saying that you were playing Doom Eternal in your bunker and shit like that. You know what I mean? So there you go. Going to do a GDP. I don't know if you're interested, Dungeon, but I'm going to do a GDP about half an hour after this show ends. So. All right, so we did homie discount. So that's a really good homie discount, $37 for PlayStation Plus. Get it while you can because they are getting really, really stingy with their discounts on PlayStation Plus. So there you go. And they still got the dollar Game Pass thing going on Xbox too. So, you know, take advantage of that while you can.
I already did that, though. So
yeah, I know. If you already did that, you can't do it again. But
I did it for Gears.
Yeah, yeah.
I should have done it for Ori, but I'm probably just going to buy Ori at some point.
Brake, should I play your music or nah?
No.
Oh, darn it. If you have a question for Brake, man, send it to @RPGrinders. Make sure they're the weirdest, most odd sexual question that you can ever, or anything else in general, because, you know, Brake, man's an infinite...
doesn't always have to be about sex. I mean, I'm trying to save their lives. It could be about... nudity or something like that.
Break. What if a gimp with 100 dildos walks into your room? You want to save their life, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's what I'm saying. We can do both. Yep. We can save people's life and give them sex advice.
Yep.
So there you go.
I can do definitely. I got a lot of advice for that guy. So first off, I need to know how tall he is and how many he has.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's for a different day for sure. Break,
okay,
you know,
sorry.
But I'm just saying, dude, just scenarios. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be prepared for anything and everything. So if you have a question for the show, just, I mean, it could be anything. Just send it to @RPGrinders and #DearBreakMan. So there you go. All right. Let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Breakman.
I can't complain because we've had... Dear Breakman a few weeks in a row, so I guess it's okay to have 1 week without it. But, you know,
guess, man. Poor Breakman.
Just you, 1 week.
But... I just hate your dejection when you don't have any questions, man. It's like the worst feeling, you know?
Exactly.
Wyland says, I don't think I should ask advice from a man that incurred the wrath of Kevin Bacon.
I know. I think that's why we started late tonight. I really think it was the curse of Kevin Bacon. You know, I tried begging for forgiveness, but that didn't seem to work.
So well, it didn't
I
help.
I don't know what I need to do to appease the man.
It didn't help that you called him Kevin Ham before the show started. So you know, I mean, I if I was you, I'd do like 20 Hail Bacons after the show, and maybe that'll work. You know. All right, man. What have you been playing, Break?
Only Final Fantasy 15. I mean, really.
Yeah. Did you get any further?
I am in the, fifth chapter, and I'm really just... I'm trying to do everything I can before I go into the next section.
Yeah.
Of the game, because I'm right at the end of that chapter.
Well, that's good,
so
man.
I'm going back trying to find, like, the... if there's any more weapons I'm missing or stuff like that.
Did a little more grinding, stuff like that, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
That's why it takes me forever. I've got over 100 hours in that game.
Wow. Wyland's been playing Maximo on the PS2. I love that game, Wyland.
So hard.
Are you playing the PS4 version?
No, I think he's playing it on the PS2. But here's the thing, like, I agree with you, Breakman. That game is so fucking hard. I used, like,
a
cheat.
I don't think there is.
PS4. I used one of those Game Shark things, and I broke the fucking game, because, like, it made, like...
too hard.
It made one of the bosses, like, in hard, like, invincible, so I couldn't get anywhere. So I was like, fuck this game, and I just quit.
I don't know. I cheesed my way through with a Game Shark, and I didn't have that problem. So, I mean, you were... use the wrong code.
I probably use the wrong code. Dungeon says he's finally playing Trails of Cold Steel and really liking it. I know Final Fantasy VII Remake came out, but Trails is so... it really is, Dungeon. I would recommend playing Trails over Final Fantasy
VII.
Play
Sky Remake. After this.
Yeah, play Sky, man. Yeah, Wyland says it
then
is hard.
Then you can go to Cold Steel 2.
I still remember the ad they have for it, a guy jumping in a park with his boxers with a sword. I remember that too, Dungeon. That was weird. All right.
It was a fun game, but it was like, yeah, get up to the third stage, and that's as far as I could get.
Yeah, it was really difficult, for sure. Goddamn,
I'm playing on
NES
game.
Those games are bullshit. Fuck those games.
Yeah, they're really hard.
No, they're not hard. They're just bullshit.
Yeah.
It was modeled after like Ghosts and Goblins. So there
and
was
the
a lot
ending
of like
is
random
definitely
enemies
a punch
and shit.
In the junk because it makes you go, why did I even waste my time?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, what are you playing?
Did it thank you for playing?
No.
Thanks for playing.
I think it was supposed to be a sequel hook, but it sold poorly, so there was no sequel.
If they really wanted to thank me for playing, they would show me a nude picture of like Angelina
don't
Jolie
ever make
or
sequel
something
hooks
at the end.
You don't have a sequel already lined up.
Yeah.
Oh, too many like movie makers, television series, and video games have ended with cliffhangers. Like,
yeah, I know. You know, if they really wanted to thank me for playing, they'd have pictures of hot nude chicks. Like, they'd say, thanks for playing and show me a picture of a hot nude chick. Or, like you know, do a random because you want to include chicks, too. You know, just have nude dudes and, you know, well, there you go.
Eric's not want to hear it.
I know. Eric's like, fucking, this is ridiculous. Wyland says I'm more than halfway. There's a sequel to Maximo. I believe there is. I do remember there being a sequel. That's
really weird. Ghost of Glory, and the other one was like, the Army of Zin or something?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had all those games, but I never beat any of them.
That's what I'm talking about. The ending of that one is basically a sequel hook that doesn't pay off because it didn't sell well.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
More Persona 5. I've finished Royal, so now I've got to write about it. Other than that, I played 7 Scarlet, and since I finished Persona 5, I've gone back to Yakuza 5. And I'm trying to get through that tomorrow, because I didn't have much time to do it today.
Freak 5 says, I just logged on, and Frank is talking about seeing hot nude dudes. No, I'm talking about, like, you know, like, Break was talking about, usually there were messages on certain games that said, thanks for playing, like, if you, like, put a quarter in and lost or something, but
I
was saying...
just play FF7 all weekend, because
or, like, games
it's
like
the weekend.
Off when you beat it, and all you get's, thank you for playing, the end.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want picture...
What did I do this for then? Yeah. Aww.
No, I want pictures
can
of
we get
like.
A, can we get a Karnoff porn parody movie?
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. Commander Root's in chat. What's up, Commander Root? No, I'm talking like if you beat a game, like pictures of nude chicks or, you know, like to include the women, because you got to include the women, pictures of nude dudes too, I guess. I don't know. Like, you know, do both. That would be cool. All right. I played this game called Close to the Sun, which I got in that 4 for $20 deal, the last purchase from GameStop I'll ever do. Eric, did you get Locke's Quest yet?
Yeah.
In the mail? Okay, cool. I was just making sure you got it. That was another game I got. And I also played Call of Duty, World War II, which I'll be doing a review for here in just a minute. And MPQ. So that's what I've been playing. So speaking of reviews,
RP Grinders reviews.
All right. I got a review of Call of Duty World War II. I beat that this week. And, you know, I don't normally play first-person shooters, but I'm not a huge World War II buff, but I do like things related to World War II because my grandfather was in World War II. So I did play this game, and I liked it. The story was kind of bunk. But I do like the kind of gritty realism that they were going after with it, from the front lines, you know, storming the beaches of Normandy during D-Day and getting in the bunkers and having to clear out bunkers of Nazis and shit like that. So I overall, it's a really good, fun game, way too short. I know that's what Call of Duty has evolved to, just, you know, multiplayer. But it was a significant campaign. You know, I think I spent maybe 4 or 5 hours in the main campaign, which is, like I said, a little too short, but worth $5 for me. I got to see, you know. But I will say it did it's pretty gritty and pretty worthwhile to just, you know, have the adrenaline rush / excitement / I don't know who the fuck is calling me right now kind of feeling, but sorry guys, my phone.
Hey, Freak, I already did that joke before we started.
What
about you being in World War II?
Oh, how dare you, Frank?
Instead of your grandfather, you're just using grandfather as a shorthand.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeons. Yeah, I invented the tank in World War One. It's a fun game. It's just, like I said, way too short, and I don't think it did anything, you know, different than any other game. You could tell the Infinity Ward kind of influence on the game. But it's fine for what it is. It's a standard first-person shooter set in World War II, which I'm...
Who the hell makes these games now?
I can't remember the company, but I did notice it wasn't Infinity Ward. It was like Rainbow or some stupid shit. I don't know, Eric. But I give it a solid 7 out of 10. Like, you know, just standard first-person shooter type shit, Call of Duty, you know, nonsense, but whatever. All right, Eric, you're up. You have a few reviews.
Yeah, I got 3 of them. Which one do you want first? Do you want Jumanji in the Next Level, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, or Violet Evergarden, Eternity in the Elementary Doll, along with Season 1 and the OVA?
Do that one first, the Violet Evergarden.
So, to talk about the movie, I'm going to just talk about the series first. But Viola Evergarden is the show about the particular character who was found in a battlefield on some fictional, I'm going to say, post-industrial revolution era, because they've got tanks and trains. And somewhere in between the early 1900s and World War One, maybe that kind of era. Anyways, she was a child that was found by a commanding officer of the army of this country, and he took her in, raised her as a living weapon, because apparently that's all the sheik should really do. She wasn't much of a person at that point, because I guess she was so traumatized by war. But she, like, ends up not performing to his expectations, and he couldn't really use her for anything, so he offloaded her onto his brother, who then slowly taught her how to be human. And on their last mission, she got really hurt and lost both of her arms. And the her commanding officer got went missing. Supposedly he's dead, but they leave it up in the air as to whether or not he's actually dead or if, like, he's just somewhere that they can't find him. Because they couldn't find a body when they went back to the site where he was supposedly caught up in an explosion. But that could just mean that the body got vaporized, though. But anyways, one of the soldiers that was under his command ends up taking Violet to back to the country and gives her work after she gets some new prosthetic arms. And she works as what's known as a auto memory doll, which is basically a stenographer and a writer of letters, because during this time period, lots of people still know how to read and write, so they have other people do it for them. But these dolls in particular are women. I mean, they have male letter writers, but most of the ones people request are women because they like seeing a pretty face, I guess. I don't know. There's no real explanation for it. It's just something you have to accept. But, anyways, she really sucks at first because she does not know how to communicate with people all that well. Still. I mean, she's just barely functioning at this point. But, it's a really heartfelt series, and the first season covers the entire manga. So there's going to be a second season, so they're going to be creating their own story from here on out. And they've done an OVA video, which is basically a mini movie. It was like 40 minutes, so it's basically like two episodes. And I went and saw the movie because I wanted to see it in theaters, but it wasn't playing anywhere near here, and it happened shortly before the virus outbreak hit. But now it's on Netflix, so I watched that. And it does feel like a string of episodes put together, like the OVA, but it's longer, and there's more room for character development. It's about... It's almost two stories in one, because the first half is about the setup for the second half, and it involves one character and Violet, and then it just cuts from that story to the story about the other character that this one other character was related to, and one of her co-workers instead. So it was kind of interesting seeing another character's perspective. I'm going to give the movie a 9.
Okay, that's really good, man.
And check out the series beforehand.
Okay, what do you give the series?
And the series is also on Netflix, along with the OVA. I think the OVA is just called Violet Evergarden Gaiden.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm going to give the series a 9.5.
Wow, even better.
The OVA, I'm going to give that an 8.5. It's not bad, but it's also, I can't exactly place where it's supposed to take place in the series. I feel like it might actually be disconnected.
Okay, all right.
The only thing I didn't like about the movie is the little girl, Taylor, her voice actor, is a voice actress I've heard a lot. And I've never liked that the voice actress, this portrayal of young children, it doesn't sound great at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how I feel about Aaron Fitzgerald doing an energetic girl. It's like, you know, you sound way too nasally.
Yeah.
But okay. As for the next movie, do you want A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood or Jumanji?
Do Jumanji, man.
Jumanji the Next Level is, of course, the sequel to Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle. And And it expects you to have seen that movie because it involves characters from that movie. But the rub here is that Spencer, one of the main characters from the last movie, is living with his mom and his grandfather, who's moved in because he's had trouble with his health lately.
Yeah.
And needs to be looked after. His friend, his old friend that he had a falling out with like 15 years ago, decided to walk in one day, and they get caught up in the new Jumanji because apparently Spencer took the destroyed Jumanji machine that they found, that they destroyed at the end of the previous film, and kept it for some unknown reason, and it activates and they all get sucked in. And now you've got them, some of the old cast trying to have to explain to the new members who are old people who haven't played video games. So it's a lot of fish out of water stuff, but it's mostly a rehash of the previous movie, but there are some new jokes, like gaming commentary on like slight improvements or just adjustments in general to games.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely a video game related movie. So yeah, I mean,
I'm giving this a 7.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, that's,
and there's definitely got to be a sequel to it too.
Yeah, of course, man. It's a money making machine, man. The first one did really well. Anything that
did you ever watch Zathura? I never did.
Which one, Zathura?
Zathura. I don't even know if it's streaming anywhere.
I
think it might be in Crackle, but I'm not sure.
I vaguely remembered watching that movie. I remember not caring too much for it, Eric. You know, it's kind of vague, man. So kind of faded into oblivion. All right, what's your last review, Eric?
I'll say this before I move on, but Danny DeVito and Danny Glover were cool.
Yeah, that's probably the reason to watch that movie, man. It's kind of, I figured it'd be a rehash of the last one, but I like the first one okay. You know, it was fine for what it was. All right, what else you got, Eric?
Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which is not a biopic. It might be based on real events, but it doesn't present itself as a biopic because it's not a biography of Fred Rogers' life anyway. It's about the person who interviewed him, who's a journalist, and it's about their story and the problems that they were going through. And through this interview, he learns to reconnect with his dad that he had a falling out with, like, back when he was a kid, and basically his mom got sick and abandoned them.
Yeah. Okay, that's kind of a twist. I thought it was...
And then it's weirdly... I thought the movie was going to take an even different turn in the very beginning, because I thought it was going to be more like a... Let's do a Mr. Rogers episode, but for adults. I thought it was going to do that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
So it's not about Mr. Rogers, or really?
Well, it is and it isn't, because you learn about his character through Tom Hanks' performance.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's not a story about him specifically.
That feels like a bait and switch to
me. I know.
I thought the movie was about him, about Fred Rogers. Like, that's what I'd want to go see.
I know, me too. Fred Rogers was probably one of the greatest human beings to ever live, man. Like, honestly, I mean, you can't say that about very, very many people other than, of course, myself, you know. But, Mr. Rogers was kind of one of a kind. And I've never seen any interview with anybody that's ever had anything bad to say about Mr. Rogers. And as a matter of fact, like, I've seen... like kids that have grown up that have had these like chance encounters with Mr. Rogers.
It seems to be a period piece though, because it seems to take place in the late 90s because the cordless phones were still huge.
Yeah. Dungeon says Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was really good. The actor who played the reporter, Matthew Rhys, is really good and also one of the stars on The Americans. Yes, he was. So what are you giving Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Derek?
I'm going to give it a 9.
Okay, so it's worth watching, even though it's not really technically a biopic of Tom Hanks or of Fred Rogers. So that's good. Okay. Anybody
it's
have a
high of some guy?
Yeah. Anybody have a heiscapade this week? You break?
No, not really.
Eric, I didn't see
We're
anything.
We're all stuck at home. I mean, it's hot. It's hard for.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about the report that smoking weed might be bad for you during the epidemic?
I think there's validity to it, although, I mean, what the fuck else do people have to do other than smoke weed, watch movies, play video games, take small walks? Like,
I thought smoking in general is bad for you. I thought that was the point of, like, all the, like, edibles and stuff.
No. Here's the thing. There have been studies after study to saying that smoking weed is way less harmful than smoking cigarettes, for example. One, there's no real addictive chemicals in weed. That doesn't mean that you can't get addicted weed. You can, but it's way...
You can get addicted to anything.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, if you have an addictive personality, you can get addicted
yes.
to anything.
But weed doesn't have the chemical makeup of something like nicotine, right? So
it also doesn't have the physiological dependency you would have with something
yes,
like heroin.
Yes, exactly. So the thing about weed is the studies basically say that weed is actually way safer, even though, you know, there are carcinogens and tar and whatnot in weed, just like there are in cigarettes. But the thing about it is that you hold it in your lungs way less than what you would hold a cigarette, you know, tobacco. So, you know,
there's... Probably also breaks down easier.
It does. So I can honestly tell you, it's way better for you. Like, every study that I've ever seen has proven it time and time again that weed
why
is...
Why isn't it legal? Nicotine is addictive.
Yes.
It is a...
That's.
Drug.
I mean, this is the question that we always ask, as you know, as
that
a supporter.
Has physiological.
Yes, you're right, Eric. So, you know, I'm not here to tell everybody to go smoke weed. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just like, you know, it's way better to smoke than you know, cigarettes by a country mile. It's not even fucking close. So, you know, that's just what it is. Let's see. I'm trying to catch up on chat here. I think I'm caught up. Freak Five's talking about the show Paradise PD, which I've never seen. It's on Netflix. I don't have Netflix, so that's probably why I haven't seen it yet. He says the best line was made by the character based off Frank. He was explaining why he got kicked out of his house. Oh boy, here we go. I didn't get kicked out of my house, Freak Five. I fucking left, so. You know, there's a big difference. Okay. Let's move on to Stinkos of the Week.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, you're up. You're Stinko of the Week.
Well, I guess it's probably going to be the same one as yours, really. I mean, it's official. Our next election is going to come down to two rapists.
Okay. I have something similar, so we'll tie it in. Bernie suspended his account. He did not drop out. So if you're in one of those states that hasn't voted yet and you're interested in Bernie's platform, please still vote for Bernie. It's not over officially for Bernie being the nominee because of certain factors that can happen and
yeah,
might happen.
When you suspend your campaign, that just means you can't tour anymore.
No. He's just not spending any money on ads and stuff like that. So it doesn't mean that he's dropped.
Because like he doesn't have to.
Eric, let me finish before you interrupt, man. He's not out of it. Okay. I mean, he's out of it as far as like getting the presidency, but it's important if you were planning on voting for Bernie, still vote for Bernie because that's the only way things are going to get changed at the Democratic convention, because the more delegates that Bernie gets, the more leverage he has to kind of force Biden to do certain things. Now, I agree with you, Breakman. Go ahead with your reasoning. The lesser of two rapists is still a vote for a rapist, right?
Yeah, I've said many times, like I can't take Trump. I just can't.
Yeah,
I
know.
Can't deal with him.
I know.
Bernie convinced Biden to be his running mate.
Not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Breakman, I feel your pain, dude. And this is the point that I made last week, and I'll reiterate it this week. I can't bring myself to vote for Biden. You know, I just.
Yeah.
I mean, I at this point,
I don't blame anybody who can't. Like, yeah. I know people are saying they're not going to vote.
Yeah.
Period. Well, you've said it. I know other people have said
I'm
it.
Not
I'm I can't blame you.
I'm not encouraging people not to vote, but what I am encouraging people to do in the general election is vote green. And the reason that I say that is because if they get up to 15%, which I know is maybe unrealistic unless somebody like Bernie like takes up the mantle and you know goes with the Green Party, they get not only get funding but they get a seat at the debates. So every debate, you know, so 15% is a
plus. If you can show that like people are interested in another party, maybe you'll be more luck next time.
Yeah,
well, there are a lot of states where Green Party isn't even an option because you can only choose between Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing. If they get 15%, I think it's 20%, then they get on the ballot regardless. So it is important. You know, it's not – I'm kind of tired of it. We've talked about it here, Breakman, time and time again. It's a fucking duopoly, right? And it's not even a duopoly. It's a monopoly because they're all beholden to who? The fucking donors, you know, and they're the same donors that donate to the Republicans, donate to the Democrats because it's all one big fucking party. And if you don't believe me,
the oil companies, yes. Gun companies, these are some of the bigger ones.
NRA.
Why cigarettes are still legal.
Yeah.
Because it's cigarette lobbies.
Yes.
I mean.
The lobbyists, man. The donors. The lobbyists. That's all. That's what it's all about. So
they've those are the people who have actively fought to keep like them and alcohol have actively fought to keep like pot. Like,
and here's the thing. Here's the thing. The United States should be ashamed of itself because the way that it should work is there should be no lobbyist and no dark money, no light money, nothing. It should be purely funded by people.
And Obama said he was getting rid of the lobbyists, so he did. He just got them to stay out of the building. He didn't stop them from like actually paying people and stuff like that. It was it was one of those just like, oh, look what I did. Like, yeah, I stopped them. I got rid of lobbyists.
Yeah, he didn't stop shit.
They said they can't come in the building anymore. They're still influencing the candidates.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they can't make phone calls. Doesn't mean you can't hold fundraisers. None of that. None of our politicians should be funded by big donors at all. Corporations
They shouldn't be beholden to the corporations. Exactly. Right.
Corporations should have zero say in who gets elected. Period. At all. Whatsoever. So, fuck it. What else you want to add to that, Breakman? I'm sorry, I get passionate when I talk about lobbying.
It sucks.
I
mean, even the people who would still would still vote for somebody even knowing they're a rapist, not caring about that. I mean, I care. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, the people who looked past that with Trump will. I don't know. Will those same people not look past that with Biden, too? Or will they look past it with him and still – even if they look past that, what is there with Biden?
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing. What are you excited – like if you're a Democratic voter, what are you excited for Biden for? For what? What is he actually excited the masses for? If you look at his rallies compared to Bernie's rallies, it's not even fucking close. Nobody's excited for Biden at all.
I've seen this tweet, and I want to know how true it is and who the hell this person is in the first place because I don't have any idea. But it says, before you Biden haters abstain from voting this year or vote on a third party, remember that you're not voting for Biden. You're voting for Ruth Bader Ginsburg's replacement.
No, well, here's the thing. Biden fucking voted for Clarence Thomas and Scalia. So tell me that Biden is going to put anybody in the Supreme Court that's worth any fucking thing. And by the way, his treatment of Anita Hill is fucking shameful, okay? Mm-hmm. Absolutely fucking shameful, all right? The way that he treated – and if you don't believe me, go back and look at the tapes of him grilling Anita Hill on the fucking Hill instead of the way that he treated Clarence Thomas. So – I mean, it's atrocious. Biden is absolutely fucking atrocious. And a vote for him is a vote for, like you said, Breakman, another rapist, because he is. He's a fucking rapist.
I mean, I'd rather have him than Trump, but
I'd rather have someone else entirely.
I wouldn't want him rather than Trump. They're both rapists, man. I don't look at one over the other. I mean, at all. They're both fucking horrid, awful people. Biden,
but Trump is he's.
I know, but break man
was Machiavellian.
Break. Look, check this out.
Biden's just a gross asshole.
Biden voted for the Iraq War, which killed millions of people, including hundreds of thousands of civilians. So anybody thinking that Biden is going to be the savior of this fucking country is fucking wrong, man. And maybe, just maybe, hear me out on this, break. I know you might disagree with me. Another 4 years of bullshit with Trump might kick this fucking country's ass in gear, man. Maybe.
I don't think we could survive 4 more years.
Well, we're about ready to find out because there's no chance in hell Biden wins. Have you seen the attack
if
ads?
Trump wins, does anybody want to throw a rebellion?
There's plenty of people that have been talking about that, Eric, and that's something for a different show that we'll talk about.
Yeah, we can't talk about.
Yeah,
that's something. We don't talk about Fight Club.
Let me catch up on chat here. Freak 5 says the quote that he was talking about on that PD show. If they don't want you sucking on the orderly's titties, they shouldn't call it a nursing home. That's pretty funny. Freak 5 says, as for smoking pot, inhaling burning particles into your lungs is a bad idea. There's been study after study to say that smoking weed is not a terrible idea, Freak 5. It leaves your system. It's not like, I mean, unless you chain smoke weed, which I know there are those people out there. I'm not among them, right? It's not going to affect your lungs long term. Plenty of studies that show otherwise. Freak 5 says also, my stinko's Iowa's governor. She hasn't issued a stay at home order. People have started calling her Kim Reaper. Yeah.
Don't forget the governor of Wisconsin, that piece of shit.
Yeah. I agree.
Please come and vote.
Yeah, I know. No, and that's another thing. Biden fucking encouraged people to vote in Wisconsin. How fucking sick is that? It's fucking gross.
Although apparently some of the campaign staff for Bernie was also doing that.
No. They said don't vote. As a matter of fact, it was the opposite. I don't know who said to go vote, man. If they did, I would chastise them for sure.
And all these fake Christians that are getting people together to go to church and stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, come here and give us money.
Slagar says...
That's exactly what it's about. They want money. They don't care about their eternal soul or whatever bullshit selling.
Slagar says you're wrong, Eric. He's in Wisconsin. So I think wasn't there a stay-at-home order eventually, Slagar? I know that the governor did issue an order to, you know, push off the election, but that was overruled by the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, I believe, Slagar. So I don't know. You're in Wisconsin, Slagar, so you know more than us. I'll just defer to you on that.
Oh, supposedly. I mean, some people don't know what's going on in their own state sometimes.
I do think Wisconsin's kind of a weird state politically. I don't know. It's so weird. Breakman, what else is on your mind for Stinko of the Week, man? Anything else?
Well, we can add Florida's governor. I typed in chat.
Yeah. Ron DeSantis is a piece of shit. But you know what? I think the Democrats actually avoided a bullet with that because the candidate that DeSantis was up against that he almost lost to was Andrew Gillum. And Andrew Gillum was caught in a hotel room with crack, and I don't know if it was a hooker or something. So there was some weird shit.
Okay, so they ultimately didn't make people go to the polls, but that was looking like it was where it was going to go.
Yeah, stay at home.
I was only going off from information that, you know, at the time. I didn't know if it had happened already or not.
Yeah, I was right, Slagar.
But nothing to do with the governor? Okay.
So. Yeah, he wanted to move the election. He was overruled by the – see, I knew it was the Supreme Court. Yeah, not just Wisconsin Supreme. Yeah, nothing to do with the governor. Yeah, I kind of felt that way, Slagar. I was, like, thinking about it, and I remember that the events happened in it like that. But I don't think your governor is the greatest either, Slagar, to be honest with you, from previous experience, if I remember correctly. Okay. Eric, you want to go ahead with your Stink of the Week?
Think it would be just, you know, just the continued situation.
Yeah.
Poopy.
Yeah, the pandemic is still not on the downside yet.
This is old. I need to delete this.
Yeah, we got another week or two of like hitting its peak, and then I think we might see the downside of it, which is not a downside. More people have died than should have because of our idiot in chief. But yeah,
no, you mean decline.
That's what I mean. Yeah, decline. Okay, so my stinkos of the week. Bernie is having a rough day. Like, she's at work right now, but one of her best high school friends passed away, and I don't want to speculate on the virus and stuff, but people not taking this pandemic seriously are out of their fucking mind, man. Like, it is a serious thing, and you know, it sucks, and I feel bad for Bernie. Like, she's really grieving. Like, you know, she had to be phone conferenced in to a funeral. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, those people should just do mail. They shouldn't be in line.
Yeah, Slagar says Green Bay has two polling places open for 100,000 people. 4-hour wait. That's fucking ridiculous, Slagar. And people, like, encouraging people to go to vote during this pandemic, I don't know if I can get with that. It's shameful.
That's what Donald Trump wants us to do. I mean, yeah. He doesn't want anybody to mail in their votes, even though he mailed his votes in.
I know. I mean, no, he's kind of – and when he got called on it, he just backs away and, you know, whatever.
He rambles nonsense. He's like, well, it was secured mail.
Knock it off.
It was sealed. And, you know, he rambled some bullshit that anybody could do. Like, everybody can have secured, sealed mail.
Yeah.
But it's just –
Put it in a plastic bag. That's what he did.
Well, and you know what? My response, if I was a reporter and I want to do a good follow up, I would have been like, "Why can't everybody else be afforded that same opportunity, Mr. President?" You know, like I wouldn't even. Yeah. Okay. My last stinko for today.
Because of voter fraud, you'll cheat, but you're something.
I know.
That's why you were doing it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, my last stinko goes.
It's kind of like the excuse that they use for trans people not being able to use the same bathrooms as other people because somehow being a trans person makes you more of a rapist or something. A
couple of points here. Dungeon Buster in chat says people trust the mail to get their rebate checks, but not for votes. Exactly. Not only that, we trust the mail service for the census taking, right? So
I don't even know if I got a check.
And not only that, I trust the U.S. mail better than, say, UPS or FedEx.
We were talking about that earlier.
Eric, chill out for just a second. What were you saying, Brake?
But we were talking about that earlier in chat, that somebody was saying they wanted to get their package on time or not dent it up or something like that. Like, I trust the U.S. mail more than I do those other more expensive things.
I would have
a good mail service.
I would agree. And I think the mail service should have added services like basic banking services and break up the big banks. That, I mean, like it used to be back in the day. You know, the banks the postal service used to have other functions, you know.
Slagar has a smoking hot mail carrier lady.
Oh my god, that's a dream come true, Slagar. Like I'd be going outside every time she like came to the house and be like, "Hey, how's it going? Like how's the mail route going today?" You know, stuff like that, you know.
Is it like that for you guys too? Have you seen more women mail people?
I'm usually working when the mail comes.
Cuz I've seen in the last I say 5 to 10 years I've seen more and more women carrying the mail.
Well, I don't really
see. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I really don't see any mail carriers here because we don't. It's all like in those boxes, you know, like on the side of the street. So you don't really get a chance to see the mail person anymore.
That's another reason.
Yeah. All right, my last stinko of the day goes to a hospital bill I received. If you guys remember, I think it was last week. I explained I went to the ER to get treated for what I felt was COVID symptoms, right? I had the chest tightening, you know, shortness of breath shit, and I was in and out in less than 10 minutes. And anybody want to guess how much my bill was? Brake, you want to take a guess?
$3,683.
Okay, what about you, Eric? You want to take a guess?
Wait, I should have asked, do we lose if we go over? We're doing closest to it, right?
But yeah, you definitely lose if you go over.
$766.
Okay. You definitely lose if you go over. You're way over, break. Eric is close, man. I actually got a bill for $941.11. Ouch. Now, that's interesting in itself, right? Less than 10 minutes, I didn't get treated. I didn't get any medications or anything like that. You know what I was told? You probably have COVID. Go home and take Tylenol and ibuprofen for pain. And I'm like, what the fuck did I even come to this ER for, right? And I explained it last week.
Them. I just say, like, you didn't even give me service. So I'm not paying you shit.
Okay, I'm going to call him on that, but check this out. This is shady as shit, okay? I'm looking at this bill, right? And it says the payment. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It says I got to find the original. Okay, there it is. It says charges $941.11. And then it has a space for patient payments / adjustments. And in that adjustment is $564.67. Where the fuck did that money come from? And if they can pay that much of the bill, why can't they just say, I'm paying this whole fucking bill? Because I tell you what, and it brought the bill down to $376.44, right? Which sounds, that sounds kind of reasonable for an ER visit, especially with no insurance. How can they adjust that much, first of all? And second of all, less than 10 minutes worth of quote unquote work, which involved a fucking doctor taking a stethoscope to my back and saying, oh, it doesn't sound like you got any, you know, anything in your lungs.
It's not like you went to the dentist and you used a bunch of the machinery.
Yeah, there was nothing. There was nothing that warranted $1,000 worth of work. So you know what I did? This is how I took care of that problem and how I'm going to take care of it in the future. And I don't give a fuck if it goes to collections, because guess what? They ain't getting much money from me. I sent them a check. You know how much I sent them in check form?
Same rules, right? I'm going to go 25 cents. Penny. I'm going a penny.
Oh, you got it. Breakman, you got it. I sent them.
Nice. I'm right on. That means I win.
Yep. And Eric said it too, I think. But yes, I sent them a check for 1 cent. Because guess what? That's all they're going to fucking get from me for the rest of my life.
Worth anyway.
One fucking penny. That's it. That's one penny.
Pretty funny. The stamp cost you more money.
Yep. The stamp did cost me more money. The stamp cost, 58 cents or whatever it is now? So,
forever, yeah. Stamps are like, if you get a book, it's $9.
And guess what? Every month that they send me this fucking bill, I'm going to send them another check. You know what I figure? I got twitch.tv/RPGrinders on every one of my checks. So I'm getting money back in return in advertising, because anybody that sees that check is going to see that link. So hopefully they'll click on that link and find out how pissed I am at the motherfuckers. Weiland says, my bill for the ER back in January would have been about $8,000 without insurance. Yep, it's absolutely bullshit. Dungeon says, I feel like I'm listening to the Price is Right Healthcare Edition. That's exactly. Plinko was fun, man. God damn, Plinko was fun. I wish we could do an audio Plinko edition of RP Grinders. Plinko was definitely the funnest fucking game, man. Love that game. Okay, so that was my stink of the week. Let's move on to happier times.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, what is your sweet of the week?
I got one. Dungeon Buster's back today.
Yes, that's definitely. That's definitely.
Sorry, I had to think. It was been one of those weeks where you keep looking at the news and it's like, oh, here's what the death rate is today, and here's what Trump did today, and it's just like, oh, God.
Yeah,
this company had to lay off more people, and they're furloughing these people, and it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, okay. And Biden is our Democratic nominee. I bet that was really music to your ears too, Breakman.
I know. It's just, it's been a great week.
Freak says, LOL, Frank doesn't care about the bill going to collections because his Kickstarter money is all in overseas accounts. I wish that were the case.
Secret Cayman funds.
Yeah. I wish that was the case, Freak 5, man. I'm pretty much penniless.
I'm pretty sure
it's
spelled wrong too, but who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Swedish banks.
Secret Cayman funds, exactly, Dungeon. Yeah, I got so much money.
Okay. That was so dumb in Mega Man 9. It's like, Dr. Wily has a Swiss bank account and he wants to send money to stop Dr. Light.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Light supposedly went evil.
Yeah. All right, Eric, I didn't see any Sweetos on your space there, so I'll go ahead and go with mine. I was playing, like I said earlier, I was playing Call of Duty World War II, which Dungeon brought up the fact that it had really good, like, cutscenes in between missions and, like, really good cinematic, like, you know, and they were really excellent. It was about the best thing in that game.
It's Call of Duty. They better have good good graphics animation.
Yeah. No. It was definitely good.
I mean, they spent so much time on water physics.
Yeah. But I did find out that game, along with some other games like God of War, I noticed it when I played God of War about probably a year ago now. Like, my PlayStation was just kind of having a hard time, like, keeping cool. Like, it was just, you know, constantly the fan just, like, really, really loud. And I'm like, God damn, is that the way this fucking thing is supposed to be? And so finally I, like, looked on YouTube, like, what I could do to kind of, you know, silence the fan a little bit. And I found out that you could pop the top off the PlayStation 4 and actually clean out, you know, the fan a little bit, you know, to help it out. And I did that with a Q-tip and, you know, got all kinds of gunk, like, you know, on the inside of it, and, like, I even took Q-tips.
I should probably do that to mine.
I even took Q-tips and, like, kind of, like, scraped the heating element. Not the heating element, but the heating, what do they call that, the core? The heat core to kind of, you know, keep it cool. And I fixed it. It's, like, it runs really good now. So I was like, wow, that's...
It's quieter?
Yeah, nice. It's much quieter, man.
Mine isn't, like, loud, but I should probably do that anyway.
Yeah, just do it anyways, dude. Just clean it out. Like, look at a YouTube video and just clean it out. So, yeah, I was really, really happy for that. So Freak 5 says his Sweeto this week, Monday, his employee discount at the grocery store, his pharmacy is attached, increased from 10 to 20% until the 12th. That's good. Dungeon said, my PS3 sounds like a mini jet engine when I play PS1 or PS. I don't understand that, Dungeon. Like, it really shouldn't be that way, but whatever.
Can you pop off the top of a PS3 like you can the PS4?
Yes. The PS3, I don't know. The PS4, you can definitely open it up and clean it out and do whatever. Dungeon says, Freak 5 says, on Tuesday, all full-time employees get a $200 gift card. That's nice, I guess, but how about a raise, Freak 5, or how about, you know, hazard pay? Dungeon says, I'll need to try that and clean my PS4. Definitely clean it, man. It works, man, for sure.
He said his PS3 sounds like a mini jet engine whenever he plays PS1 or PS2 games.
Yeah, yeah. On Thursday until Saturday, booze at the store is 10% off. Booze isn't included in our employee discount. There's a reason for that.
I figured.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, Freak 5, because it's all about volume with booze. There's not a big leeway on pricing with booze, so that's why you hardly, you know, you see discounts here and there at the liquor store, but they're few and far between for sure. So it's all about volume. Liquor stores are all about volume. So there you go. All right, let's move on to. Okay, so this week's free-for-all, definitely pandemic-related. So what have you guys been doing? And we want to hear from you guys that are listening on the archives and in chat. Like, what have you guys been doing during this pandemic, you know, to keep yourself busy? I mean, you know, is it the standard movies and video games? Or what exactly have you all been doing? I'll start with you, Breakman.
I'm sorry, what was the question I was chatting?
How have you been passing the time during the pandemic?
Wow, did we really talk about that?
Not much different from what I usually do.
It depends. It depends. Are we going to get details on Mrs. Brakeman, maybe, Brakeman? Because if we are, I'm all ears, you know. Other than that, I don't. I really don't want to know what you've been doing.
Let's see. I woke up this morning. I had to work, but, you know, obviously I'm not leaving the house.
Right.
My desk is right next to the bed, though, so.
Are you, like
in
your.
I don't have to go that far.
Are you in your undies doing work, Brakeman, or do you have to do, like, conference calls, like video conference calls and shit like that?
We only have to do audio conference calls.
Oh, shit. So you could be. You could be in your
boxers. What do you mean could be? Of course I am. The priestess, you bought 2 bottles of scotch, a bottle of bacon vodka, and a bottle of Jim Beam honey.
Wow.
I try for that Jim Beam plant every once in a while and over here off of one of the highways, and you can really smell it, like, every time you go by it.
I took Freak Five's advice, and I bought this Screwball peanut butter whiskey, and I gotta say, it's fucking good, man. For sure, it's really good, man. It tastes a lot like peanuts, for sure. So yeah, all right. So what else you been doing, like, on your off time break, like, to keep, like, sane?
Really, Eric was saying it's not much different from the old as it would be. I'm just not going to really work anymore. I like not having a commute, by the way, but I mean, still playing video games, watching TV.
Yeah.
You still have to do, like, yard work and house cleaning, all that good shit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Laundry, all that. Fuck. Yeah, I hear you, man. Slagar says he's been doing games, videos, and beer. That's the way to do it, Slagar, man. One day, Slagar, dude, I'm gonna head up there to Wisconsin, man. We're gonna take a beer tour or something. I'll drink your ass under the table, Slagar. Yeah, right.
I do not know how to drink beer.
I like beer a lot, man. Beer is probably my favorite alcohol in general. Although I gotta say, man, I do like a good whiskey. But I'm a real lightweight.
And if you want to get drunk quicker, you want liquor.
Yeah. I'm
or
not
wine.
A big.
I really like the slowest way to get drunk is beer.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of alcohol. I prefer weed, obviously. Like, it just works better for me, like, mentally and physically and stuff like that. Like, I really
do weed smoothies, Frank.
I really do use weed as a a helpful tool in like mental health and definitely physical health with my back and stuff. I smoke a lot of CBD with my weed, so that way I can, you know, have not only the high effects but also the medical effects as well. But alcohol, man, like, I like it so much that if I drink too much, it's just, you know, I get sick like anybody, and I don't like that feeling the next day. But I will have beer, a lot of beer. I do like beer, and I'm really liking this Screwball whiskey, to be honest. Like, I put it with some cream, and it tastes good, like half and half. Like, you do, like, like a half glass of half and half with a few shots of the Screwball peanut butter whiskey, and it tastes really good, man. I'm impressed. I do like that. All right, so what about you, Eric? What are you doing to pass the time? The usual?
Tower, yeah. Just playing games.
Yeah.
I've been using services like Grubhub and Diner Dash, or DoorDash more, though.
Yeah. Dungeon says sometimes he goes out shopping and is surprised at how much people love ice cream during a pandemic.
Have to go shopping tomorrow to get more cereal and couple other things.
Good luck finding cereal, because cereal is almost non-existent here, man. I don't know what the fuck people think is going on. Like, it's not like the fucking zombie virus or anything, man. Like I know it's really bad, but, you know.
Yeah, it's much better over here, because not only wasn't it not that bad, it's like the only real thing you had a hard time finding was bread and toilet paper.
Toilet paper,
and
for sure.
That has gone back to the mostly normal levels.
I don't understand the toilet paper thing. Why are people freaked out that they're not going to get toilet paper? Like, it's so weird. It's a fucking respiratory virus. It's not It's not a butthole virus. Like, you know, what is the deal with toilet paper? Is that like the first thing to go in any type of crisis situation? I just don't get it. I don't understand, but whatever. So as for me, like, the way I'm passing time is
they, like, need to make their, like, surrender flags or something. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Movies, video games. Like, I'm feeling like I'm getting through more video games lately. Like, I told you guys about World War II. I beat that game. I got Advanced Warfare. I don't know if I want to do that first before I get into my final PlayStation 4 push, because, you know, I only got, you know, a certain amount of games. But
I forgot they had Cinnamon Oat Cheerios.
Yeah. Let's see. Dungeon says cereal section at our store is mostly empty too. Few lonely boxes of cinnamon toast, cinnamon oat Cheerios, begging people to buy them. Yeah, it's really weird. Slagar says we got more toilet paper in stores now than ever before, but that's because you're in the fucking center of the toilet, you know, paper. You know, what do they call that? The epicenter of toilet paper making, Slagar. So you're lucky, motherfucker. Oh, man. Slagar, if you're ever in Denver, dude, we got to hang out, man. Like, seriously, it's, you know, long time coming. So, but yeah, it's been rough on everybody, man. Like, I mean, I've been taking walks and stuff, but even then, you know, you have to be kind of conscious of, you know, taking walks. Like, you don't want to be around anybody, you know. It's not a prejudice thing. It's just like, you know, I don't want to get sick. I got sick already. I don't want to get, and you can get sick again. If you've already had the virus and you don't think you can get sick again, you got another thing coming. There have been cases in South Korea and Japan, in the United States, where people get reinfected. So, you know, stay safe out there for sure. You know, it's just, it sucks. Sucks right now. But I think we got maybe another month, another rough month ahead. And then I think we'll start seeing the curve go way down. And then hopefully by
I miss not being able to get Taco Bell for breakfast, though. But at least Wendy's does breakfast now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always
Dunkin' Donuts.
I did notice that they didn't have breakfast at Taco Bell for some reason.
Yeah, like, Taco Bell's not doing breakfast until, like, May.
That's weird. Because
I'm guessing they can't get enough people to work early enough to do that.
I guess, man. That's really weird. The U.S. is, like, the number one producer of toilet paper in North America. They are.
I think the real reason, though, is because the company that owns both Wendy's and Taco Bell probably wants to conserve one for the other. And they probably get more customers in the morning for Wendy's for some odd reason than they do Taco Bell.
Yeah. Weiland says Wendy's breakfast is greater than Taco Bell. I do like the Taco Bell. What do they call that?
The breakfast baconator. It's like basically all three breakfast sandwiches stuffed into one.
No, I like the Taco Bell, like, crunch wrap thing with steak. That's actually really fucking good. Freak5 says in the toilet paper business, buy for their bathrooms can't be switched to individual customers because the distribution is different and it isn't designed to fit in home toilet paper. Yeah, but you can still buy that shit at Sam's, man. And I know that because I bought Bernie's mom. I bought her mom a big ass roll of toilet paper because she was running low and there was no way. And I just had it sent to her house in near Phoenix. Yeah. So
I would drink the Frosty Sino, but I'm never a big iced coffee drinker.
I like iced coffee quite a bit. I don't like
coffee that much to begin with. Like, the only thing I could really drink is a really chocolate loaded cappuccino.
Yeah.
I don't like lattes. I tried latte once.
Dungeon says, it's probably just me, but it's kind of funny to be able to buy Dunkin' Donut munchkins during a pandemic. Oh, man.
So you're the ones buying all the munchkins.
Yeah, exactly, man. I think it's Dungeon. We have to blame Dungeon. All right. That's about all I got, unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about.
What was that sigh for? Because you know it's coming?
No, because I got to get ready for GDP, which I'm going to be doing about a half an hour after this show. And so...
Oh, I thought you were sighing because you were expecting this.
Hey, maybe we can do movie night again, because Netflix has movie sharing again. It took a pandemic to bring that back.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe somebody can share Netflix with me and let me watch.
Yeah, it's like Frank needs Netflix first.
Yeah, I know, man. I don't have Netflix. I have Disney Plus. So if anybody wants to do a Disney Plus movie night,
all we gotta do is convince Disney to do a Disney party thing.
We can do the Marvel movies.
I know. We could do that too. I don't know. We'll see. I have to make sure Twitch doesn't has a private setting, and maybe I'll figure that out.
Or we could use Crackle. That way we can it's already free, so it's not like we could get in trouble.
Yeah, that's true. That's true too. I don't know if Twitch has a private function.
Get built-in ads.
I don't know if Twitch has a private function that I can give out passwords to. If it does, I'll give out a password and we could do a Grindr movie night or something. I'll look into it. Maybe next week we'll have that, or the week after. I don't know. But tonight, half an hour after this show ends, so approximately. Let's see, what would that be? 9:30 Eastern. I'll be doing a non-themed GDP, so feel free to stick around in chat and do. We got our first bot in chat. Joris Overmean says, "Want to become famous? Buy followers, primes, and viewers on followingbot.com."
I know how I could become famous.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How dare you? Breakman, you son of a bitch. You ruined the whole show, man. What's wrong with you? you can get in trouble if you keep the video, Wyland, but if I delete the video, I should be okay. It's kind of how it worked on YouTube.
Or, have your video on demand setting set to, the smallest amount of time.
Yeah, exactly. No, I just delete the video right after, and then it's all good. But I forgot to delete that fucking Power Rangers video, and that's what did me in on fucking YouTube before, but whatever. Dungeon says, Freak 5? Oh, yeah. There's also a free month, I think. What are you talking about?
No, because we were in the midstream when that happened. They just shut you down.
I've already had Netflix, so it doesn't work for me. So, okay, that's about it. Do you guys have anything else before we take off? Oh, damn it. How did I know? How the fuck did I know you were going to do that? You know, one of these...
High Score Girl on Netflix if you haven't already.
Yeah. One of these days, during, I actually think it's going to happen during this pandemic. Breakman's going to watch a bunch of videos on how to play harmonica, and he's going to play Beethoven's
Oh my god! I never even thought of that. Holy shit! I should do that.
Breakman's going to be playing
this pandemic to learn how to play the harmonica.
Breakman's going to bust out like Beethoven or Mozart or Chopin on the fucking show, man. It's going to be weird, but. Okay, I forgot to mention another thing I'm doing. I'm starting to learn how to play guitar during this pandemic, so that's kind of cool. I got an electric guitar, so I want to learn how to play a little bit. So that's what I've been doing. So, all right, I think that's about it. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask us any question you want, because really we'll answer it. I don't think there's been a question we've ever been asked that we've refused to answer.
Yeah.
We've had some really interesting questions.
Yeah, Break, I have never taken an El Paso on a question ever in the history of RP Grinders. So that's right. You're correct. Freak 5 is exiled. So there you go. Okay, Eric, you're up. Plugs, please.
I'm going to plug...
Back in time. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to plug... FF7 remake, because it's out now.
Stairway
to Heaven. I'm probably going to be playing that instead of doing Grind Dress Party.
Break is going to fucking learn how to play Stairway to Heaven on harmonica. If he plays Break,
you'd have to be like one of those YouTube video edits where you just do different notes and then string them all together.
That was the worst version of Stairway to Heaven I've ever heard, Break, man. That was awful, man. All right. Anything else, Eric? Stairway to Heaven.
Man. I'm going to say Toonami sucks. Don't watch.
Okay. All right.
It's gone back to midnight only, and it's pretty much the fucking Shonen Jump block.
Yeah. Okay.
I only watch that not direct. What's it called?
On demand.
Demand. Thank
you. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I want to thank everybody in chat that was here. Slag, our good friend Slagar was in there. Let me see who else was in there. Commander Root always joins us almost every week. Freak 5, good friend Freak 5. Wyland, good friend Wyland, who is probably one of the better fucking, probably the best Mortal Kombat player in chat for sure. Dungeon, one of the greatest role-playing gamers in chat. Slagar, one of the greatest.
When isn't V8 spicy?
Yeah. It's not always spicy. Slagar, one of the greatest drinkers. And, wow, Vizak is in there. Welcome on in, and thanks for joining. Stick around about a half an hour in this very chat. I will be starting a GDP. It is not going to be on YouTube because YouTube will ban me, so I got to, you know, stop that. But stick around in twitch.tv/RPGrinders if you're on the archives. Thank you to all the archive listeners listening around the globe on Twitch, on YouTube, on iTunes, Podbean, all that good fun stuff, Stitcher. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to join the show live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. And every once in a while, you know, I do a GDP right after, about a half an hour after the show ends. So you can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches, and you can follow me on any of the systems, Nintendo, Sony, and Xbox, RP Grinders. So look me up. So,
oh, yeah. There you go. There is one thing I want to plug. Go watch the newest Death Battle. It was pretty hilarious. Machamp versus Goro. Who do you think wins?
Goro.
No?
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay.
But find,
well,
find
thanks
out exactly
for ruining
how.
The ending.
I didn't ruin the ending. I just said no.
Okay. All right.
It's a match versus two, and you just told us one doesn't win, so...
Well, yeah, it's still worth watching, I'm though, because it's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I really appreciate it. You guys have anything else before we leave?
Freak might make bacon shot glasses dipped in bacon this weekend.
Mmm, that sounds good. I'm down for that, Freak 5. Send me some, man.
No, like, it's not fair. We're quarantined, you know? I have to, like, stalk you from 6 feet away. You know,
well,
I have to
look
outside of your house.
It depends on the proof. If the proof is higher, then it's, you know, takes care of itself, man. You know what I'm saying? So you're good. You just use the vodka as a little bit of hand sanitizer, man. There you go. Problem solved. Okay, stay safe out there. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. I'll be sticking around for about a half. Stick around about a half an hour. I will start up GDP. All right. Take care, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. Until then, we're out. Later. One of these days, Break is going to do our intro and outro in harmonica, and it's going to be, like, awful and great at the same time.